Ralphie Radio Show. This is one of the more bizarre engagement stories that you're going to hear. Certainly an epic fail. It involves Cowboys wide receiver Roy Williams, who finally did get his engagement ring back from the girl that he tried to propose to after he snail mailed it to her. Yeah, TMZ.com and TMZ TV, Gary Truck. So how did Mr. Williams get his ring back?
So this is the best story ever. he had his lawyer, he mailed this ring to this girl, $76,000 ring. So it's not just any, run-of-the-mill ring or anything like that. He mailed it to her with the wedding proposal, and she's alleging that he said, hey, you can keep the ring even if you don't want this. It's not about returning the ring. But after she said no, well, he definitely wanted the ring back.
Of course.
And so her family tells us that yesterday they did give the ring back to Roy Williams' people. His attorney came and picked it up. So that is settled now. The lawsuit was dropped. It was dismissed. With the settlement, and he's got his ring back. This girl is—I don't know if you've seen pictures of this girl.
Gorgeous.
She's former Miss Texas USA, her name's Brooke Daniels. She is smoking hot.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. So,
Would propose to her via snail mail is beyond me.
You know what? And it's rough because I was reading this yesterday, and I'm like, man, I think that he was trying to be romantic because he put the ring in a package with a bunch of other stuff. Like he sent a baseball to her brother that he wanted. And he sent all this stuff to her family, and in that package the ring was included. So I think he was trying to do a romantic thing, and it just blew up in his face. But how embarrassing is it, you filed a lawsuit, and now the whole country knows that not only did you get turned down, but she wouldn't give you back your ring, and you had to actually file a lawsuit to get it back.
Right, exactly. And you got turned down by a very, very attractive woman too, on top of all that.
Well, but it's a lockout right now. Hey man, that 76 grand, that guy can take it to the pawn shop.
Exactly.
he's not getting checks, so he's trying to collect all that jewelry.
Thinking ahead, Gary, I like it. Well, TMZ.com and TMZ TV breaking the story. Of course, you can read more about it on TMZ.com. Gary Truck, thanks for the 411, man.
Hey, no problem.